Morning IELTS Supplement, Sunday, July the 16th, 2017. The Wars of the Roses. The Wars of the Roses were a series of wars for control of the throne of England fought between supporters of two rival branches of the Royal House of Plantagenet, the House of Lancaster, associated with a red rose, and the House of York, whose symbol was a white rose. The conflicts lasted through many sporadic episodes between 1455 and 1487. However, there was fighting before and after this period between the houses. The power struggle ignited around social and financial troubles following the Hundred Years' War, combined with the mental infirmity and weak rule of Henry VI, which revived interest in Richard of York's claim to the throne. Historians disagree about whether the Wars of the Roses were caused by the structural problems of bastard feudalism or Henry VI's ineffectiveness as a king. With the Duke of York's death, the claim transferred to his heir Edward, who later became the first Yorkish king of England, as Edward IV. His son reigned for 86 days as Edward V, but Parliament then decided that Edward and his brother Richard were illegitimate and offered the crown to Edward IV's younger brother, who became Richard III. The two young princes disappeared with the confines of the Tower of London. The final victory went to a claimant of the Lancastrian party, Henry Tudor, Earl of Richmond, who defeated the last Yorkish king, Richard III, at the Battle of Bosworth Field. After assuming the throne as Henry VII, he married Elizabeth of York, the eldest daughter of the heir of Edward IV, thereby reuniting the two claims. The House of Tudor ruled the Kingdom of England until 1603, with the death of Elizabeth I, granddaughter of Henry VII and Elizabeth of York. Name and symbols. The name Wars of the Roses refers to the heraldic badges associated with the two royal houses, the White House of York and the Red Rose of Lancaster. Wars of the Roses came into common use in the 19th century after the publication in 1822 of Anne of Guy's Time by Sir Walter Scott. Scott based the name on a scene in William Shakespeare's play Henry VI, Part 1, set in the gardens of the Temple Church, where a number of noblemen and a lawyer picked red or white roses to show their loyalty to the Lancastrian or Yorkish faction, respectively. The Yorkish faction used the symbol of the white rose from early in the conflict, but the Lancastrian red rose was apparently introduced only after the victory of Henry Tudor at the Battle of Bosworth, when it was combined with a Yorkish white rose to form Tudor rose, which symbolized the union of the two houses. The origins of the rose as a cognizance itself stem from Edward's first use of a golden rose stalked proper. Often, owing to nobles holding multiple titles, more than one badge was used. Edward IV, for example, used both his son in splendor as Earl of March, but also his father's falcon and fetterlock as Duke of York. Badges were not always distinct, as the Battle of Barnet. Edward's son was very similar to the Earl of Oxford's Vere Star, which caused fateful confusion. Most, but not all, of the participants in the wars wore lively badges associated with their immediate lords or patrons under the prevailing system of bastard feudalism. The wearing of livery was by now confined to those in continuous employ of a lord, thus excluding, for example, mercenaries. Another example, Henry Tudor's forces at Bosworth fought under the banner of a red dragon, while the Yorkish army used Richard III as the personal device of a white boar. Although the names of the rival houses derived from the cities of York and Lancaster, the corresponding duchies had little to do with these cities. The lands and offices attached to the Duchy of Lancaster were mainly in Gloucestershire, North Wales, and Cheshire, while the estates and castles that were part of the Duchy of York were spread throughout England and Wales, although many were in the Welsh Marches. Disputed succession. William the Conqueror's son, King Henry I of England, died in 1135 after his only male heir was killed aboard the White Ship. Following the White Ship disaster, England entered a period of prolonged instability known as the Anarchy. However, following the ascension of Henry II Plantagenet to the throne in 1154, the crown passed from father to son or brother to brother with little difficulty until 1399. The question of succession after Edward III's death in 1377 is said to be the cause of the Wars of Roses. Although Edward III had five legitimate sons, there was a sudden narrowing in the direct line of descent near the end of his reign. Edward's eldest son, Edward the Black Prince, had died the year before. The Black Prince's own eldest son, Edward of Angoulême, had died in 1371. Edward III was succeeded on the throne by the Black Prince's younger son, Richard II, who was only 10 years old.